Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Shannon Vogel, who is the Director of Social Media for Creating Your Space. Shannon, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a few years since we've interviewed. Just a little background. Creating Your Space, one of the largest independent developers of websites for floor covering dealers. So of the several hundred retailers that use you for their website, you offer a service where you can provide social media content for the various options that they use, like it would be Facebook, right?
Yes, we provide content, we provide training, and we also provide management services for people that know they need social media but don't have someone in-house to manage it. We'll actually manage all of the conversations and grow in your community as well as content.
Okay, and so for those who have figured this out, let's just, some of this might be basic and elementary, but what is the role of social media to a floor covering dealer?
It gives the dealer an opportunity to connect with customers on a different level than when they're, for example, in the store about to buy something. Mm-hmm. It allows flooring dealers to connect with customers in a more efficient manner, a more personal manner. So it can help customers get to know your brand and your store and your story before they even come in. So, for example, women will begin to get inspired by some of the images that are posted. They'll get more trust with your company by some of the facts in this post. And it's just a way to get more connected to customers before you start the sales process.
Let me ask you, one of the questions I think is key in this area is, when you look at the effectiveness of social media, does it just work with the younger generation, or is it effective all the way up through to the baby boomers and beyond?
The good news is it's effective all the way up to baby boomers and beyond. The fastest growing demographic on Facebook is women aged 55 to 65. Mm-hmm. And that is because grandparents and parents were moving to social media to find their kids and their grandkids to kind of see what they were doing and connect with them because, you know, kids don't pick up the phone and call their grandparents anymore.
Right.
But that resulted in businesses being able to connect with them while they were there looking for other things.
Okay. And a minute ago, you pointed out that it was part of the gain of this is a reputation builder, because a lot of people now use social media to almost vet the credibility. In other words, they want to hear that a dealer is doing a good job, and they know if they aren't, someone's going to complain on social media, right?
Exactly. People trust what other people have to say about you more than they trust what you say about you. Mm-hmm. That's why reviews are becoming more and more important.
Of all the options out there in this broad category of social media marketing, obviously we know Facebook is one of the bigger ones. What are some of the other options for dealers to consider with limited resources?
Right now I would consider Houzz right after Facebook because it's so effective in lead generation that you can actually track where the lead came from. I would also say that it depends on your goals. So if you have the ability to do video, then YouTube would be a priority because that's a great way to reach people, not just with text, but if they see, for example, a video testimonial from a customer, people are going to trust that more than just a written testimonial that could have been created.
Okay. Let's do a deep dive into Houzz, because the meeting I attended in November, you presented about that. Tell us a little bit about Houzz and then how a dealer can effectively use it.
So what we love about Houzz is I call it the gift to our industry. Houzz is a platform that is based all around photos that are designed to inspire consumers particularly. So when the consumer gets inspired, they are doing this at home on their own time before they come in and start shopping. So when they do that, they're getting inspired to buy potentially things that are more expensive that they never would have thought of before. And it gives them a comfort level before they get in, you know, because if you don't buy flooring every day, a woman is going to be nervous about going in and not knowing what she's missed or what she should get. But if she's had some time to get familiar on Houzz or, you know, other social media sites like Pinterest, she can get comfortable with what she might want, which also for the flooring dealer, it's great because they can shorten the sales time because the customer knows what they want sooner.
Okay, so one of the roles that it serves is to give you eye candy, if you will, on the various options for selecting a floor as you're considering a remodel. But also it can bring you leads. Tell us how that works.
So it can bring you leads because people on Houzz are actually searching for people to purchase from right now. So people that, for example, that are on Pinterest, they could be doing anything from working on a school project to trying to make a craft, to trying to figure out how to DIY, you know, a home cleaner. But people that are on Houzz are there for a reason. They're there specifically to find things that they want for their new project or their new home, collect those images, and then find someone to actually purchase with. So if you are a pro on Houzz and you take advantage of what they call advertising, then you'll be ranked higher than other dealers, and that gives people the opportunity to find you, connect with you, and purchase from you. So you'll know exactly where the lead came from. And again, I think the most important thing to reiterate is people are only on there if they're shopping. And a couple of stats on Houzz that I find interesting. The second most searched term on Houzz is flooring. And the first is kitchen and bath, which we all know has a lot of tile and a lot of flooring.
Right.
Okay. People that are on Houzz, 1 out of 3 users are going to replace their flooring in the next year.
Interesting. Okay. And they do some research, because we've gotten some statistics from them where they ask their user base what they're planning to do in the next year or two. And it's good information, right?
It is. One of the stats, the other ones that I love the most, is in 2014, actually 38% of the Houzz users, which, by the way, there are 30 million users, they completed a project where new flooring was installed.
Mm-hmm.
38%.
And the 30 million Houzz users, you say?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're a dealer, real quickly, not to make this like stereo instructions, you're a dealer and you're not on Houzz yet. And obviously, it's spelled Houzz.com. How do you real quickly get involved with Houzz?
So Houzz is easy to get started with. You can obviously hire us if you need help. But if you want to do it on your own, you just go to Houzz.com, you sign up, and start adding images.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
But to improve your bringing leads to you, you can also pay them a fee and bring traffic to you, right?
Yes, and the average flooring dealer can expect to pay $250 to $500 a month to basically lock down their areas and their zip code.
Mm-hmm.
And another good thing about Houzz advertising is they won't saturate the market. So if you get there first, then you get to keep that spot. They don't want it to be like Yelp or anything like that.
No.
They want it to actually be helpful.
All right. And is there that function we talked about earlier about reputation, is there any function there as far as complaints or praise around project work?
Yes. One of the big components of Houzz is reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And reviews can either be from consumers or, you know, manufacturers can review flooring dealers so that consumers can see that they have good, you know, vendor relationships. It's critical, again, because people are listening to what other people have to say, especially from projects that have been completed. A lot of times we see reviews on other sites where consumers are nitpicking the sales process or something, or how they were treated when they walk in the door. Well, in Houzz, they're actually talking about projects that were completed.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, I appreciate the overview on this. Again, been talking to Shannon Vogel, who's the Director of Social Media for Creating Your Space, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDeli.net.